is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from, you know, the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges as the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium dies. 33-year-old Keith Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the stadium's south side parking lot early in the morning of September 20th. The victim of the attack died last week. Bond has been set at $2 million cash for a man accused of killing a Canadian tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week. 35-year-old Luis Cruz Bargos was present via Zoom for his preliminary hearing Monday. Bargos is accused of fatally shooting 32-year-old Giovanni Michael Robinson just after midnight last Wednesday. And Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson Monday at Madison's Forest Hills Cemetery. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum's Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you 6:04 with Aerosmith. Walking This Way on Max FM.
Big chance at the high school. all other stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:10 on Tuesday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. Join Emily Killian and myself today at 7:10. We are going to have our next keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance, Agent Chris Stanton, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. You have a chance to win in our daily giveaway for $200 cash and jewelry, and you are entered into our grand prize drawing to see Minnesota in Green Bay in November. Indoor club level tickets in our multi-state text to win contest. We are giving out our next keyword at 7 a.m. today. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go, so you're able to win with us today. So again, next keyword coming up in about an hour. We will get that to you right away so you have a chance to enter in today. Let's take a look at this weather forecast. This morning, patchy fog, gradually clearing to mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. On Wednesday, sunny, a high of 78. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. On Thursday, warming up, sunny with a high of 84. Looking ahead to Friday, it's going to warm up and be sunny, hot with a high of 88. We see our temps continue to be in the mid to upper 80s throughout the weekend. Shower chances return possibly on Sunday night. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And again, we are looking forward to your chance to win right around 7 o'clock this morning. Make sure you have that free Civic Me app installed and ready to go. Also at 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in anytime, 608-355-9970. And at 8:10, Emily and I also have some more shenanigans. It's going to be a little bit of a food-based day. A lot of days it is. And there's some interesting things happening with some of our fast food restaurants. We're going to touch on those today as well. Now, speaking of touching on things, joking around, an officer's drug-sniffing horse joke led to some interesting things happening, and it led to an arrest in Texas last week. This officer was on horseback and joked about a guy on the horse that it could smell drugs. The guy thought he was serious and took off running. Here's officers Bryson Lewis and William Trotter talking about what happened when they joked about having a drug-sniffing horse.
I guess Officer Trotter made a comment that was more of a joke.
That's cool. I have a narcotic-smelling horse right here.
He didn't take it that way.
He took it seriously.
Clearly, he took it seriously.
Well, and then the chase was on, I guess. But he kind of took off down the alley, and we thought he was joking, so I said, hey, stop. And then he kept running, and I said, oh, he's actually running.
Somebody is silly enough to eventually run from a horse. After we had taken him into custody, I asked him, what were you thinking running from horses? You know, and he was like, I don't know.
So, yeah, they just kidded around about a drug-sniffing horse, and the guy decided to take off. And so, yeah, guilty, you know, I think it is kind of funny that guilty by association there. I'm still laughing about that. Ezra, heads up, we have some exciting things happening today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have a special deal today. We decided we were going to have flash sales and big deals of the day the rest of the week at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today, we're going to start off with our good friends from the Green Vine. We have a $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine today till 9 a.m. during our flash sale. This certificate is just $12.50. So, yes, today, flash sale happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Green Vine $25 certificate, half off till 9 a.m. today. That certificate, just $12.50. No code required. You have to purchase it before 9 o'clock this morning. Limited quantities are also available. So if you want to take advantage of this offer, you need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, stay big with our flash sale today till 9 a.m. Here is Belinda Carlisle on MaxFM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
we'll be right back.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant going on 6:23 on Tuesday morning. Coming up, we will have a full look at our weather forecast, but I can tell you it feels like summer all the way through the weekend. So not surprised by that, but it is going to be starting October, and we're going to see highs in the 80s. We'll look at that forecast in just moments. It is homecoming this week in Baraboo, and in case you didn't notice, homecoming in a lot of different areas. And someone says, Dave, how'd you know it was homecoming? Well, when you're out and about and you find toilet paper in places you don't normally find toilet paper, trees and other various places in people's yards, yep, you know it's homecoming. And so as soon as I got up Monday morning, I remembered, yep, it's homecoming week in Baraboo, when I saw toilet paper in the trees on my way to work. So, yeah, I remember a few years ago when toilet paper was a sweet, precious commodity. And obviously now, not so much, because it was all over the place when I was out and about last night. And sure, there's more to come. And speaking of homecoming, our school district superintendent, Mr. Constantine, will be in studio Wednesday morning at 7:10. And yes, we're going to talk about homecoming week here in Baraboo with him. And looking forward to having Steve in studio with us at 7:10 Wednesday morning. If you have questions for our school district superintendent, you can always text those in, 608-355-9970. We'll be glad to talk with him on Wednesday morning, 7:10. And we always appreciate all of our community leaders that stop in and have conversations with us. We try to talk with him, the police chief, and other city officials throughout the month. And we're always open to new ideas. If there's someone that you would like us to talk to or you would like to hear from, again, you can email dave@max.fm, and I'll be glad to take a look at those as well. Now, here's a mom that is concerned about something and obviously wants to share with us on social media, and it's related to homecoming. And so, you know what? We're just going to play this from this concerned mom.
So it's homecoming season, and my daughter is texting me of what I can only refer to as if a handkerchief and plastic wrap had a baby, and then you put some holes in it, that's the homecoming dress that she wants. I am afraid that if we were to purchase said kerchief dress and send her to the dance, it wouldn't just be a dress code violation, but potentially a crime, because parts and pieces are going to fall out. I know I'm going to get hate for this because it's like body positivity. I positively want to keep her body in a dress.
So yes, this mom is obviously concerned about the dress that her daughter has chosen for homecoming. And we're just thankful for her not calling it HOCO or whatever that terminology is now. I always thought of it as homecoming. And so, yes, that is something that was very interesting to hear her talk about her daughter this morning. So, yeah, we will see what comes of this. This poor mom was not real happy. And she decided she was going to go on social media with her concerns. And so now what I'm trying to do, obviously, see is if I can see what she's talking about. Okay, so yeah, we got mom on here. And I will say, looking at the video here, she's on Instagram. And the tag is, that's inappropriate. And I would say mom reminds me of Jamie Lee Curtis. She's got this I think it's a brown tannish sweater on, some a little bit bigger glasses. And I'm going to go with, yeah, she reminds me of Jamie Lee Curtis. I was trying to see if she is going to show the dress on here. It doesn't look like that mom is going to show any pictures of the dress. But, yeah, mom was not real happy, so she took to Instagram to share her displeasure. So if you have any good homecoming stories you want to share with me, you can also text those at 608-355-9970. Speaking of homecoming, we are planning to live stream the homecoming parade over on the max.fm Facebook page. Myself and intern Killian got a little bit of work to do, so him and I were hopefully going to get that set up on Thursday while he's here, and we will be planning to live stream that when the parade starts. We'll be talking again with Steve Constantine from the school district tomorrow. We'll get all details on the homecoming parade, start times, and all of that. So that is our plan. And then, of course, we have Baraboo Thunderbird football on Friday night here in Baraboo for homecoming. Baraboo's playing Holman, and so Ben Bromley, Brandon Wagner on the call with that. And we will have a special guest board operator in Friday night as well. So we're looking forward to that. Tara's got some other commitments, and so we are going to have Miss Wendy Grant in here filling in as our board operator on Friday night. So we want to make sure we bring that game to you. We're excited about that. So you can tune in starting right around 7 p.m. on Friday night. And no weather issues for Friday night, so we don't even have to worry about that. Speaking of sports and weather, both those reports are up next on Max FM.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking for a service you can count on? Backroad Baraboo Motors has you covered. From oil changes to heavy-duty repairs, we handle it all on every make and model. Got a truck that works as hard as you do? We service heavy-duty vehicles, too, so you'll be back on the road in no time. And because life's busy, we're open Saturdays from 8 till noon, so you don't have to take time off during the week. Backroad Baraboo Motors. Service for all makes, all models, all drivers. Schedule your appointment at BackroadBaraboomotors.com today. Backroad Baraboo Motors. We keep you moving.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy McAsey, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo, not there. He's in quarantine in Greece. After testing positive for COVID on a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7% hits.
My feel-good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes I had a heart of glass. They might have
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you 6:35 with Heart on Max FM.
Never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on Tuesday morning. It is 6:39. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Patchy fog this morning, gradually clearing to be mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 78. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 55. Thursday, sunny, a high of 84. On Friday, warming up, sunny, a high of 88. Looking into the weekend, highs in the mid to upper 80s, lows in the 60s. No precipitation until possibly Sunday night at this point. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, we have our flash sale happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $25 certificate to the Green Vine right here in Baraboo. Today only, that certificate, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com Add the Green Vine certificate to your cart, check out, you automatically get that 50% deal till 9 a.m. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up right after 7 is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest right here on Max FM. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Agent Chris Stanton, Backrope Baraboo Motors, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. We will have your next keyword. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go for a chance to win in our daily giveaway, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered into that grand prize drawing to see Green Bay take on Minnesota indoor club level tickets in November. Can't think of a better way to watch that game. Be ready to text in a little after 7 o'clock with that next keyword. That means I should go probably look up what that keyword is so you have a chance to win. And there's so many things going on this week. As a reminder, it is homecoming, Baraboo Thunderbird football Friday night. That forecast looks absolutely amazing for Friday night. No weather issues. Also, the homecoming parade on Friday afternoon. Looking forward to that. This is an interesting story. Officials in Ohio are pleading with people to quit stopping in the middle of the highway. Apparently, there have been multiple incidents with people stopping in the middle of the highway to make their exit. Now, here is Matt Bruning from the Ohio Department of Transportation pleading with those drivers to stop stopping in the middle of the road.
There's no excuse for putting people in harm's way just so you can avoid maybe a 2 or 3 minute detour. You know, just because you happen to be in the wrong lane and you don't have enough time to get over to your exit, just go to the next one. We just need people to pay attention and drive responsibly. And that's not a hard ask. That's an easy fix and it doesn't cost anything, but it could save lives. And that's what we're trying to do here.
So yes, stop stopping in the middle of the road. If you miss your exit, go one more over. Seems like common sense, right? And it sounds like common sense may have went right out the window. Now, I did have someone message me and they asked me about these temperatures. And so, yes, our temperatures are about 15 to 20 degrees above the average temp right now. So, yes, this is not typical September weather in case you just moved to Wisconsin. Normally by now, I would have my pants on. I'm wearing shorts, everyone. Just remember. But yes, I would be starting to have long sleeve shirts on and so forth. But yes, we're about 15 to 20 degrees above average. I've got my long sleeve shirts just waiting to be put on. But yeah, I'm good. I am perfectly content. I'm going to be wearing shorts to start off October. The streak continues. It's been an ongoing joke for everyone of when will I switch back? And I'm like, not until it's too cold to do so. Now, when we're talking 20 degrees in the morning, yes, and I probably will be wearing jeans to work, but we'll see. You never know. I am just happy that it is shorts and t-shirt weather right now. So, yeah, excited about that. I'm wearing my, Civic Media t-shirt. I had to see which t-shirt I had on today. So, and yes, we do have a few Max FM shirts left. We'll probably have those with us at the fair in the square. Saturday, October 11th, we'll be broadcasting live right in front of our studios. And we have a few shirts left, not a lot. We gave away a lot of Max FM t-shirts this year. Grand opening, spring fair in the square, fair, and then now the fall fair in the square. So, yes, we have a few left. I have some canned koozies. So if you stop by, we'll try to hook you up with some Max FM swag. That is October 11th. We have myself and Wendy on the road, and it's not too far to go. So a lot of things happening that day. I think that date is important for some reason, but I'm drawing a blank of why that date would be so important on my calendar, besides for the, of course, the fair and the square. I'll have to try to figure that out. Well, while I'm figuring that out, we're going to talk about our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown is a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
It's time for Downtown Baraboo's Fall Fair on the Square. Hi, this is Stephanie.
And this is Audrey.
And we're from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. You're invited to the Fall Fair on the Square, Saturday, October 11th from 9 to 4. Listen to live music, enjoy fun activities
like free axe throwing and the Bounce House obstacle course,
and all the food trucks on Eat Street.
Shop from over 200 booths featuring handmade arts and crafts, and check out our local merchants. See our Facebook page for more info.
See you Saturday, October 11th.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Mix FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:51 on Tuesday morning. See the sun coming up. Beautiful skies so far. Quiet in downtown Baraboo. No traffic issues in the area. Cool in the Gang on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits.
Say it.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia. Without knowing the reason, Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos. But beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges as the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium dies. 33-year-old Keith Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the stadium's south side parking lot early in the morning of September 20th. The victim of the attack died last week. Bond has been set at $2 million cash for a man accused of killing a Canadian tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week. 35-year-old Luis Cruz Bargos was present via Zoom for his preliminary hearing Monday. Bargos is accused of fatally shooting 32-year-old Giovanni Michael Robinson just after midnight last Wednesday. And Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum's Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help